So every week we talk with Ty West of the Birmingham Business Journal to tell us the big things happening in Birmingham. And there's some really, really good news. The nonprofits in Birmingham might have a way to kind of make themselves whole. Is there some funding coming their way?
Well, they're very hopeful about that. We have obviously several nonprofits in town who are kind of classified as venues. And what I mean by that is places in most cases that are like tourist attractions or entertainment venues. So I'm talking about places like the Lyric Theater, the Alabama Theater, the McWayne Science Center, places like that, places that were really hit hard last year during the pandemic when it just kind of shut everything down, and especially shut down tourist attractions. They were one of the groups that were included in many of those public health orders where they were just shut down completely for months. And obviously, it's been a long climb back for them. But there is a federal program called the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant Program that was passed as part of one of the COVID relief laws. And nonprofit venues in town have really been scrambling trying to get those funds, along with everybody else around the nation, though. And it's been kind of a mad dash. I mean, the system had some challenges, I guess, at the outset, crashed immediately, kind of right out of the gate. They got it back up and running. But what we talk to a lot of nonprofit venues around town, and they're really hopeful that this money is really going to kind of help stabilize their operations and really help get them back on solid footing, because it's been a really challenging year for them.
Oh yeah, it definitely has. And I mean, the Lyric Theater, you know, some of these things are just classic landmarks for Alabama, and I know that the city of Birmingham is going to get a ton of money from the federal government, so maybe there's some hope there. You know, even if they can't get the SBA loan.
That's true. There is a lot of money. There's a lot of money available from a lot of different avenues. Some of it goes straight to nonprofits in the form of loans or grants like this program. But then, as you mentioned, there's money coming into the city. And the city is kind of awaiting some guidance from the federal government about how exactly they could use some of those funds and what they could use for. So you're right. There's been examples like with past programs where the city or different groups around the nation have set up like fund kind of their own grant programs or their own loan funds to help people. So yes, there's a lot of avenues there. You just hope that these venues that kind of got
shellacked
in a bad situation through no fault of their own. It's just a challenging situation. So.
Absolutely. Now, we do have a big announcement. You know, it appears that Bill Smith is back again. Bill Smith, of course, is the one that created Shipt. And now he is back with yet another great idea. It's landing. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so this is great. I mean, Bill obviously had a huge home run with Shipt, and then he started landing after he exited Shipt, and it's really gotten off of the ground fast. And they had a presence here, but the big news is that they're moving their headquarters here. They were based when he started the company, it was based in San Francisco. It was really fast growing, and it raised a lot of money and really caught a lot of people's eyes. But now that has kind of gone into overdrive. The pandemic has really created some new avenues for growth for the company, changing the way people kind of live and work. And that's good news for landing, which basically helps people find flexible furnished apartments anywhere they want. I mean, that's great for if you're in a remote work environment like we're in. That's a great position to be in. So Landing's going to move its headquarters here, going to bring its total workforce in Alabama to 900, and it could grow more than 1,000 nationwide over the next several years. So just a huge story for Birmingham to see a company growing that level. I mean, 800 jobs, that's about what Shipt kind of did out of the gate with its big expansion a few years back. So just a great news for Birmingham's technology scene, for our entrepreneurial world, to see this type of growth.
Yeah, it is fantastic. Bill Smith is really great. He's a perfect example of an entrepreneur who thinks out of the box. I hate to use that term, but, you know, that's the way he looks at things. Now, you say that there are going to be like 900 jobs created when they move the headquarters here to Birmingham. Does Landing like buy entire apartment buildings? How does that work?
Yeah, so basically with Landing, the way it operates is like they'll work with like they probably have several channels, but one of them is they'll work with people who own apartment buildings. and they're kind of a platform.
Oh.
They're almost like Airbnb, except for instead of staying a night like you would on vacation, these are more like long-term. You're staying for the long term. You're staying for a month or 2 months or 6 months. So it's basically instead of dealing with like somebody who owns a condo, they're dealing with somebody who owns apartment buildings. And maybe not every unit in your apartment is a landing unit, but I know several people who've used it around Birmingham in some of the apartment buildings around here. So just specific units in a building could be something that's kind of managed and leased out by landing. And that's kind of how it works.
So wow.
It's a really smart idea and just being, as you mentioned, thinking outside of the box and kind of thinking ahead of the game, and really has found himself in a good position with this company just because of things that are happening in the world and the way the world is changing.
Yeah, and I wonder who he'll be selling that company to. You know, you always hear when you go to business school, you have to have your plan, your entrance plan, and your exit strategy. And that's how you become successful. Who are you going to sell it to? So it'll be interesting to watch him. Bill Smith, he's really smart. Ty West with the Birmingham Business Journal. Love talking to you every week to hear about the latest things happening in the city. And JT will give you a call next week.
Sounds good.